Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of Real, Raw, and Relevant. Today we're going to unpack what it means to be brave and take risks. There's so many challenges that we all faced in life when it comes to being brave. Bravery is not the absence of fear. It's the willingness to act despite it. Every person, no matter how confident they appear, face moments of doubt, fear, and uncertainty. What sets brave people apart is their decision to confront those fears head on. Don't run for fear. It may sound intimidating to go in the direction of fear, and it may even give you anxiety just thinking about it. But this podcast is here to help you understand, embrace, and cultivate more bravery in your life and through actions and through practical exercises and, most importantly, just gain the tools to work towards having a life where you could face your fears and live a life filled with courage and purpose. And one of the things we have to look at is the nature of fear, the root of fear, and how that affects our emotions and how we perceive and protect ourselves from harm, and how that may trigger us to shut down or become irrational or be excessive and hold us back from achieving our full potential. There are so many different forms of fear, whether that's rational fear, things like danger, or irrational fears, just fear of failure alone. Some people, they don't make any decisions. They just sit still like sitting ducks versus taking any leap and putting yourself out there and, you know, facing those things. Because let's think about it. Fear is the greatest lie that we all have told ourselves. It's all a lie. I like to look at fear. This has always been my motto. I break it down. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Fear, false evidence appearing real. It's unreal. We make things like larger than what they are. So many people have things that give them anxiety and fear. It's different from person to person. However, the successful people are the ones that have figured out, how am I going to attack these key elements in my life that are stopping me from reaching my full potential? And let's not make it light. There are some things that just is intimidating just thinking about it. I remember once where I was so afraid of heights. I was afraid to even be on like the second floor of a balcony. That's something my mom and I, we joke about. Like if I'm going to visit someone and they have like a condo, an apartment, and I'm on the second floor, I'm like, oh my gosh, let me not look down. Let me not go on the patio. Let me not look over the balcony. That freaked me out. Well, once for my birthday, I decided that I wanted to be courageous and face this fear head on. I don't know what I was thinking, but I did invite one of my close friends at the time to join me. And I, you know, I called her up and I'm like, Erica, I want to go parasailing. And she's like, what? You're so afraid to be on the second floor of a balcony. Like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, no, I really want to do it. I want to go parasailing. Let's do this for my birthday. I think it'll be so exciting. And she's like, you sound crazy. Like, you're afraid of heights. And I'm like, I know, but I feel like the only way that I'm going to get over this is by just attacking it head on. So she was down, which was really, really cool. We decided to go to Clearwater Beach in Florida. And we were parasailing for my birthday. And, you know, they put you on this little boat and then they strap you in and they get you all like geared up to go out in the water. And then they dip you out and then they put you in the air. Actually, they put you in the air first. And then you sign up for a certain amount of like feet or height that you're going to do. There's levels to it. But they thought, okay, it's your birthday, so we're going to give you some extra height. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what? So I'm freaking out and I'm just like going with the flow. Thank God my right hand, Erica, she's just very courageous. She was down. So we did it and we went up extra high and we're like so high up in the air. I have the pictures for the memories. It was crazy. But in that moment, as we're like high up over the sea, me that's so afraid of heights, we just kind of like looked at each other like, oh, if I don't make it out of this, like, you know, tell my family I love them. It was just so, we were like making jokes, but smiling and laughing. And there was a point where I closed my eyes. I'm not going to lie. I closed my eyes and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm really doing this. But it went off and they like dipped us in the end in the water, bringing us down. And we're like, oh my gosh, let's hope sharks don't get us. But not telling you to be that adventurous, but what I'm telling you is face your fears head on. Sometimes you have to do things afraid because, I mean, we were joking and we were lighthearted about it, but I freak out just being on the second floor, let alone in the air over the sea with like a vest on, like get out of here. But long story short, I'm no longer afraid of heights. I'm very comfortable being on the second floor, the third floor. I'm even in New York on high-rise buildings, rooftops, and just looking out. And, you know, it doesn't really faze me. I've grown so much in over the years. And just to see that evolution. And I'm going to, like, the top of the Rockefeller Center. And I'm taking pictures. And I'm sitting in the window. And I'm, like, looking down. And it's just so, it's amazing to see that growth. And that's just a small like area of my life. But that was something for me. It is like, I'm tired of being afraid of heights. I just want to like face this like Braveheart, right? But it's the same for you. Like everything that you want is on the other side of fear. Fear is simply that false evidence appearing real. So it doesn't have to be heights. It could be something. You may be afraid of public speaking or whatever that may be, whatever makes you nervous, whatever brings you a form of anxiety. Think of many ways that you could gradually like accomplish many goals with overcoming that fear, that level of anxiety. And also use cautions, like don't be extreme. I know I took it to an extreme level, but do what is appropriate for you to take baby steps to gradually get out of your comfort zone. Now, if you're feeling brave, you want to just take those leaps and just jump and go for it. Be cautious and use discernment doing that. But most importantly, that we all face some type of fear in our life. And we've had to overcome that. That's the only way that you're going to get over the fear and live up to your full potential is work on your self-talk, work on how you perceive those fears. So look at it this way. Fear is sort of limiting. And bravery doesn't mean that you're eliminating the fear. I went, you know, parasailing in the air and being afraid of heights, that doesn't mean that fear wasn't there. It was definitely there, but I just chose how I was looking at my mental about it, like how I was going to like debunk that idea of me being afraid. And I don't know how I pulled it off, but sometimes enough is enough on that lie. False evidence appearing real is what we're telling ourselves. And it begins by taking the necessary steps to identify what's causing your fear and what's triggering you and how you can overcome that. There are certain techniques to disrupt that fear that you're receiving and things that you can do to confront fear in a safe and manageable way. Keyword safe and manageable. This podcast isn't to encourage you to do something extreme that's going to be harmful. That's not the level of fear that I'm referring to. It's all about thinking of areas in your life that you feel that you can push yourself gradually to get out of your comfort zone. And just through self-reflection, you'll be able to think of the areas that you want to improve and work on cultivating strategies so that you can gradually get better and better and practice patience and perseverance. Just be brave and visualize yourself. Imagine yourself accomplishing that. And think about your positive affirmations, things that could help you revision, reimagine how you're perceiving those things that you may feel afraid of. Because if you think about it, there's so many great people that accomplish incredible things by facing fear. Throughout the history and in our everyday life, people have demonstrated remarkable bravery, and their stories remind us of the power within us all. Like some of the historic figures like Rosa Parks and so many other influential people that had to be brave and be courageous. It wasn't that fear wasn't there. It wasn't that they didn't have this idea of what if this goes wrong? What if this doesn't work out? Like sometimes that idea of just failure, that's like one of the biggest parts of fear. And one of the things you have to do to gradually step into your fullness is fail forward. Failure is an important part of life because you're going to fail forward and learn from those experiences. That component of growth and bravery, viewing setbacks as learning opportunities rather than defeat. It's all about resilience. It's not what happens to you. It's how you respond to what's happened to you. How do you bounce back? How do you become stronger after, you know, falling short of grace or whatever it is that you didn't accomplish? Sometimes that idea is what hinders you and triggers more fear, that fear of failing. But one of the greatest things that you can do is shift your focus on how you perceive failure. Look at it as failure in your life that should produce areas of opportunities for you to improve. Often at times when we fail at something, we become fearful and we have these barriers that we place there to hinder us from going forward because we don't want to experience that again. But I'm here to tell you that failure is a part of life. A lot of successful people, they didn't get there on their first try. So if you don't succeed, try again. Aaliyah, dust yourself off and try again. Love that song. Fail forward. Keep trying. Don't let fear cripple you and stop you from reaching your full potential. You owe it to yourself to be all that you can be and be brave. And it's not a one-time act, but it's actually a way of life. So by consistently choosing courage, you can build a life that reflects your true values and your aspiration. So one of the things that you want to do is find daily practices where you can reinforce areas of where you could be courageous and have courage. Like I said, it's about taking baby steps that connect you to being brave, to your personal values and goals. So take that time to self-reflect. What's an area that you could be more courageous in? What is something that you are currently afraid of, something you're timid of, something that bothers you, that stays on your mind, that gives you anxiety? And figure out a way on how you can get one step closer to accomplishing those things. Now, depending on what you fear, you may find it challenging and you may want to consult a counselor, a coach, a therapist. So that's something to keep in mind as well, depending on what has happened to you, what you fear, because there's level to fear. But like I said, fear is false evidence appearing real. So there has to become a time in your life where you develop a life of living brave and living, having that courage and having freedom, facing your fears head on and be honest with What's causing that fear? What's the root of it? How are you navigating those uncertainty times? Like, just how are you viewing uncertainty? Do you view it as an adventure rather than a threat? That's critical. That's something that I did. I looked at it as an adventure. Everyone doesn't see things that way, and that's totally okay. But a lot of times we often look at fear as a threat. And, you know, our triggers keep us stagnant and keep us still in certain areas where we put those barriers up and say, hey, I can't do that. I'm afraid. So you want to work on the strategies that you're incorporating to move forward with a clear path where you can face the unknown and be courageous. Because let's think about it. Facing our fears in life, it's not easy, but it's one of the most liberating journeys that you can undertake. When you embrace bravery, you're freeing yourself from the chains of doubt and you unlock the potential to live life on purpose, living life intentionally, pursuing your passions and fulfillment. Fear will always be a part of life. That's not going anywhere as long as you're alive. But with courage as your guide, it will no longer control you. So that's the key. You want to take back that control and control your narrative with how you're perceiving what's happening to you, what has happened to you in the past, and how you respond to that. Because there's freedom and liberation in the courage to be brave. And let me tell you something. You're already brave. That's something that's within you. You just have to figure out how to navigate and how to use those tools. And it could be anything. You may fear, you know, whether you're a student, maybe you may fear not passing a class or passing an exam, or feel fear of failure, fear of not being as successful or living up to certain standards or status quo, or fear of not meeting your goals, or fear of whatever that may be. Like I said, fear and failure looks different from person to person, but being brave and finding those tools to tackle fear and change your perception. Because once you change your perception, you change your reality, because you find the tools and the resources and strategies to navigate how you can conquer those things that are limiting you, which is fear. All you need to do is take the first step and find ways and actions that, you know, you can be successful. Because one of the things that's so imperative is acknowledging your fear. Don't try to suppress it. Instead, recognize it, understand it, make that a natural part of your process. Like, go in, be real with yourself, shift your perspective, shift your mindset on fear, see it as a sign of growth and opportunity. And also when it comes to goal setting, because I'm big on goals as well. And a lot of times some people, they don't even set the goals because they have a fear of not accomplishing them and thinking that that may be unachievable. So that fear impacts. So one of the things that you can do, the tools, is you can set small goals and break them down so that they're manageable. And that helps reduce a level of anxiety and stress right there, just by structuring your goals. I love to set up a little mini series of goals and I accomplished them piece by piece. And that makes me feel like so much taller, like just saying like, okay, I did that. That's off my list. I'm big on my little checklist. And I celebrate my small wins and I encourage you to do that as well. It actually, just by celebrating those small wins and victories, it actually helps to boost your level of confidence. Because if I'm setting the goal and I'm breaking it down into segments and I'm accomplishing that first one, I'm like, oh my gosh, I did that. Like, hello, I set the goal so that I can get through something. So that's important. Learn from failure. Let failure be your teacher. Mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. So don't think or be so hard or critical on yourself. Of course, you want to grow from those mistakes, but also keep in mind that it's a learning opportunity. Do not let fear of failure paralyze you. Remember, failure is not the end. It's actually just a stepping stone to success. So it's going to be a part of the journey. There's no way that you can eliminate failure. It's like failure, how I perceive it, is it's a part of success. And many successful people can tell you that. They can tell you some things that they weren't as successful at, but they worked at it. And they found strategies to gradually get better. And like I said, if you need to seek out mentors, if you need to seek out a coach, a counselor, a therapist, whatever that support looks like so that you can get practical advice and support, do that. Work on that. Practice mindfulness. Stay focused and present in the moment. Let go of worries, anxiety, and what that looks like in your future if you hold on to fear and hold on to those limitations that you've placed on yourself. So practice gratitude and give yourself that ability to have grace when you come up short and understand how you're going to maneuver from whatever it is that may be. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear. It's the willingness to act despite it. So you have the tools that you need to be successful and just tackle this journey and be brave. So take this leap of faith, embrace the unknown, and live life of adventure and fulfillment. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls, and remember to keep it real. See you next time on the Real, Raw, and Relevant podcast.